This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Mom, sorry. Mom, do you want me to start?
You started talking when the beep was still going on.
I didn't know.
You screwed up.
I never did this before, Mom.
Well, then why the fuck are you doing it now?
Well, because my friend Robert...
Who?
Asked me to do this for
you. Who asked you to do this?
I told you, my friend Robert Lichtenstein.
Is he the one that wants to go lick all the time?
No, Mom.
Yes, he is.
He
is the pervert who calls me all the time and wants to know what I'm wearing.
No, Mom, but he just wants us to say that this is the Angry Old Man Podcast.
So what?
A one-man voice characterization and improvisational company, Mom.
No, it's not. He just wants to make obscene phone calls to me.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
He's just a nice guy.
He's an old fucker.
And see, you know how I'm
and he
doing.
Can go
oh, no. What the hell was that?
I don't know, but I love it.
Well, I'm not too thrilled about it.
Why not,
Jeeps? Well, because that's my little spot to shine there at the beginning. I'm the one that's been doing the opening intro, and all of a sudden, you know, old Regina over there and the Richard Leadhead, they're the ones that kind of encroaching on my territory.
I'm sorry, Cheeks, but, you know, that's pretty funny now compared
to... it's hilarious.
We've got kind of tired of you just, you know, stuttering your way through.
But,
this was, you know, a little entertaining there.
Well, I can try to make it entertaining, you know. You just didn't give me any direction.
Well, you should have taken...
How was I supposed to know that I can veer off?
Well, you can sometimes, you know, try to do something a little bit different and see, you know, how it goes over.
Well, I did a couple of episodes ago. I tried to do a little something different. And then fucking Curly there, he's one jumped all over me that I'm trying to do a 20-second show of my own there with the opening announcement.
Well, that's what it sounded like. Like you were trying to, you know, create a little show for...
I wasn't trying to make a little show. No, I was just freshened it up a little bit. That's all I did.
Well, apparently it wasn't fresh enough for Mr. X because...
Screw you.
He obviously wanted to do a new intro opening. Oh, what the fuck is that?
Dance
time now. Come on, right, everybody do the jerk. Shuffle.
The jerk?
Yeah, the jerk. I love the jerk.
I'm not surprised.
The holly golly now. Holly golly, all right.
Do I have to dance too?
Come on, Cheeks, dance.
All right.
Slide across the floor with me now.
We're sliding like James Brown, yeah.
I'm going to twirl now. I'm going to twirl.
Good
watch.
God. Holy shit, Cheeks. When'd you learn to do that?
Watch out, Cheeks. Watch out.
No.
For our lamp. Oh, jeez.
You broke their best lamp, Cheeks. What's the matter with...
it. Give me your hand.
Yeah, but you didn't have to twirl like that and
exactly.
Go out of control. Man, that was...
Why'd you have to do it so fast?
Fucking hubcap again.
Where did that come from?
Your hand.
I'm not getting up, man. You pull yourself up.
Get up off your ass. Give me a hand here, man.
Give him a hand.
I have fallen and can't get up.
What is this? A clap on, clap off commercial?
Fuck you.
Get up.
Clap on, clap off.
Shut up.
Give me a hand, man.
Come on, Curly. Give him a hand, please. He can't get up.
Jeez.
Give me a hand.
Nice and easy. Nice and easy now.
Give me your hand, idiot.
Easy. There you go. What the hell kind of dance was that, Cheeks?
Yeah.
Well, that was my James Brown dance.
Your James Brown
dance.
That's
right, James Brown. I do the shuffling of the feet, and then I twirl around.
I got news for you. James Brown can dance better than you.
You're just jealous.
You lost control. You twirled out of there like an out-of-control spinning top, man.
Well, I lost my balance a little bit there, but you're the ones that told me to dance.
Well, when the music started...
Yeah, so what? what?
You know, what can you do? You start dancing.
You start dancing.
I couldn't believe how fast you were spinning, man.
I lost control, but what the hell is this all about? All this dancing, the holly-golly and everything?
Really? Well, he's fresh.
Because, you know, dancing on an audio podcast...
Yeah?
It makes no sense.
Cheeks.
Who the fuck's going to see you dance?
Cheeks. It's the theater of the mind.
Yeah. The theater of the mind.
Yes.
Well, in the theater of my mind, I'm holding up a finger. Can you guess which one?
Yes, and I'm holding up both of mine.
All right, put your fingers down, both of you.
Jesus.
Cheeks.
Yeah.
We're supposed to describe what's going on here to our listeners.
Well, I know we're supposed to describe what's happening on there, but still, that just dancing on the radio doesn't work.
I know it doesn't work, but it's not me. Mr. X, I guess, is trying something new and different because he's bored.
Well, I, for one, applaud him for doing this because I think it's nice.
Yeah.
I love the music. I love the dancing.
You're just a gigantic old kiss-ass is what you are.
What the hell do you mean I'm a gigantic old kiss-ass?
Yeah, you are.
What am I doing?
You're saying you applaud him for doing it. You love the music, the dancing.
I do.
You're full of shit. You're just afraid that he doesn't take away some of your roles here on the podcast.
Like,
and you know what?
What?
If Mr. X is going to put old Regina and Richard Leadhead to do my opening announcement, then I'm going to put my hat in the ring to be the director of the Angry Old Man podcast theatrical society. How's that? Do you applaud that?
I'm sorry, but you are not qualified to be the director of the Angry Old Man podcast theatrical society because you are not a Shakespearean trained director like I am.
Well, I got news for you. I found Clyde Shakespeare.
What?
He is now teaching some old ladies in another mobile home park how to put on plays, and he told me that he was going to take me under his wing and teach me how to be a Shakespearean trained director. So there.
Well, I don't think
that's... let's stop all this right now, please.
But Robert, he's threatening
me. We need
me.
To do our opening joke.
What?
It's right here on the... on the log.
On the log.
Well, if there is a log around here, it's probably Curly's. He dropped the log.
It's not my log. I didn't drop no log here.
It's the program log.
I thought it was Curly's for sure.
It's not my log. It's the program log.
It calls for an opening joke right now.
Yeah, does that log say who's supposed to do the joke?
Well,
or am I kicked out of that as well?
No, I don't think you are. Just whoever has the opening joke can tell their joke.
Well, I've got a story from a buddy of mine named Jim Horn.
Ah, yes, Jim Horn.
Yeah, Jim Horn, he lives in Cleveland.
He lives in Cleveland.
Well, not exactly Cleveland. I guess, you know, Cleveland area. So,
All right.
Because you don't want to live in Cleveland.
No, you don't.
At any rate, you know, a long while back when he was a lot younger, he was telling me he picked up this lovely young lady at her parents' home.
A fun date.
Yeah, and he scraped together enough money to take her to a fancy restaurant.
Oh, fancy restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe like a Brown Derby or something.
A Brown Derby.
Yeah.
Brown Derby.
She ordered the most expensive items on the menu.
Such as?
Shrimp cocktail, lobster, along with champagne.
Ooh.
So old Jim asked her, he says, does your mother feed you like that when you eat at home?
She said.
And the young lady paused briefly, you know, from eating all that fancy food. And she said, well, no, but my mother is not expecting to get laid tonight. Yeah. And then he looked at it and says, would you care for dessert?
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like fishnet stockings worn by your Uncle Harry. They may feel good to him, but nobody wants to see him parade around without his pants on. Thank you.
All aboard!
What the hell's going on?
Beats me.
Wait a second. Curly. What the hell are you doing with your bagpipes?
Well, Mr. X is trying all this new stuff, and he wanted me to play the opening theme on my bagpipes.
But you can't play with a shit.
Well, he doesn't think so.
You're horrible. Yes.
I may be horrible, but Mr. X asked me to play my bagpipes, and I'm going to play them. Oh, God. You know what to do, Cheeks. Go.
Oh, God. Oh.
There goes the hubcap again.
Where did that hubcap come from, man?
I have no idea.
Why'd you tell him to kick me in the balls, Robert?
Because that's the only thing that stops you from playing that stupid bagpipe. And it was atrocious, man.
It was
atrocious.
Yes, it was horrible. So the only thing I could think of was to have him kick you in the balls and get this thing over. No!
Please don't play.
You're going to get another stiff kick in the balls if you don't stop.
Oh, yeah, try it, man. Give me a hand.
Hell no, I'm not going to give you a hand.
Come on, give me a hand, moron.
Well, you wouldn't give me a hand when I fell earlier.
Well, I did eventually, man, so give me a hand.
Give him a hand, Cheeks. Go ahead.
All right.
Give me a hand.
Nice and easy. Nice and easy now, okay?
Give me your hand, moron.
Careful, I got a blister on my hand.
Where's the blister?
Ow!
I guess you found it.
You popped my blister, man. What the hell's the matter with you?
Sorry, man. I didn't see it.
You sadistic bastard. Did you pop my blister and you're laughing?
I'm sorry, man. I didn't see your fucking blister. How'd you get the blister anyway?
I was making breakfast for Honey and I this morning, and I touched a hot pan. That's how I got the blister.
Put the bagpipes down, because they're going to get in the way.
All right. There goes that hubcap again. Who's throwing that hubcap?
I have no idea. Give me your hand. Here we go.
Easy. There you go.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Oh, man.
Sorry about the blister, man. I really am.
No, it's not the blister, man. It's the kick in the balls that really hurts. Thanks a lot.
Man.
Well, we had no other choice.
Yes, you did.
You know, you started playing your bagpipes and most annoying instrument that was ever created.
I like them.
Is the bagpipe. Well, and you were just driving us nuts.
By the way, Robert, you made a little mistake.
Hmm. What mistake?
Well, you called them my bad pipes.
No, I didn't. I didn't call them.
You did. You said you started playing your bad pipes.
Yeah, you made a mistake. You said your bad pipes. It should have said your rotten pipes.
Oh, come on.
They are surely rotten.
Oh, no. You know, when the bagpipers sometimes play Amazing Grace with an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get tears in your eyes.
Well, I get tears in my eyes without the orchestra when you play.
Come on now.
Because you are nothing.
That's for sure.
Like a bunch of professional bagpipers.
Well,
and why the hell did you take out the bagpipes?
I did it for the kilt.
For the kilt?
Yes, I like wearing a kilt.
You do, huh?
You know, there's a good draft coming from underneath.
Yeah.
You mean you don't wear underwear?
Of course not, man. You're supposed to be free to the world.
Well, what if a gust of wind comes up and blows your kilt up in the air? What happens then?
Well, my friend, like a toupee, you don't wear it on a windy day.
Okay. But you know, all these changes that Mr. X is implementing, I don't know if I'm crazy about all these changes.
Well, we have no choice,
that's for sure,
Cheeks, but to go along.
I guess you're right. But I don't have to like it.
I hear you, my friend.
But as you get older, that's one thing that we all resist.
What's that?
Change.
Yeah.
And the only constant in life is change. So, you know, we're stuck with resisting something that's going to happen no matter what.
I guess you're right.
Ugh. What are you going to do? Yeah. I don't even like to carry change in my pocket anymore. You don't?
You don't like to carry change in your pocket any longer?
No, I do not.
Well, what if you're at 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
You're buying a Slim Jim.
A Slim Jim?
And, you know, the guy says, well, that'll be $1.43.
Yeah.
And since you refuse to carry change, well, what do you do?
Well, I'll give him $2. I don't carry change, so I'll just give him $2.
And he'll give you back 57 cents. Are you going to tell him to keep the change?
Fuck no, I'm not going to give him 57 cents. For what? What kind of service did he perform for me other than charge me $1.43 for a Slim Jim?
But what you told us was that you hate to carry change around in your pocket.
I do.
So now he's giving you 57 cents. But what are you going to do with
this? Well, I'm not going to give him 57 cents. What? You know, so I'm going to take the 57 cents.
But you said you hate to carry it.
Well, yes, I said I hate to carry it, but I didn't say I wouldn't carry it. But I'm not going to throw away 57 cents. Would you throw 57 cents out the window of your car?
Just shut up, Curly. Just be quiet, please. I'll throw you out the window.
What the hell have you been?
Oh, man. You're wasting our time here, and I wouldn't carry change.
Well, it was just...
Yet you would carry change, and you do carry...
Well, I was just participating in the conversation. We're talking about how we old folks resist change.
That's
we
right.
do. And I just said that I wouldn't carry... I hate to carry change.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm buying a fucking Slim Jim at a 7-Eleven with 57 cents of change.
Well, I was trying to prove a...
What the hell are you thinking, yeah, man?
How did you get him in a 7-Eleven buying a Slim Jim?
That's right.
I don't know. I was trying to figure out how to give him some change to see if he would take it.
Besides, I don't think our friends outside of the United States know what a Slim Jim happens to be.
Well, in case you don't know what a Slim Jim is a little sausage. It's a thin little sausage like a pencil.
Yeah.
And it's about the length, maybe
twice as long.
The length of a pencil.
Yes.
But as thin as a pencil, it tastes like a sausage.
Horrible.
But it's horrible. It's nothing but gristle. I think it's just the parts that they throw away.
Yeah, the waste.
From when they're making a big sausage. Whatever's left over, they make little Slim Jims.
Oh.
And they sell them for $1.43 at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and they usually hang around the store for at least 5 to 7 years.
At least.
Before they are sold. And they're terrible tasting.
They're just awful, and I would never buy one, so I don't know how the hell we got into this conversation about Slim Jims.
All right, let's drop the Slim Jims now.
Yeah, Slim Jims are definitely not a treat.
That's for sure.
But... ladies and gentlemen, today you are in for a treat.
Whoa, wait a minute. Let me guess.
What?
Is it the Curly Fries Appreciation Day today?
Yes. How did you guess?
Is it really?
No, it's not.
Then what the hell is the big treat, Robert?
Well, there is a big celebration that's going to take place not too long from now.
A big show, too.
Down at the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates Recreation Hall.
Oh, that's
where we are going to have a huge birthday party for Marcia Palazzi.
Our friend Marcia.
Yeah.
That's right. Marcia Palazzi, her birthday was on March 7th.
Yes, it was.
We will also have Mama Angelina's 90th birthday party.
Mama.
Which passed a while back, but Frank has been wanting to give his mama a big celebration.
Yes, he has.
And of course, Edna's birthday was on February 27th.
Yes.
So we have a collective birthday party and a big Las Vegas style show from Enos and the Love Spots.
Oh, I'm sure Edna is going to be just thrilled.
Oh, yes.
No, with Enos and the Love Spots.
And not to mention his cobra.
Well,
she's going to be really thrilled.
Well, I told her to keep it to a minimum. But before we go to that party and the big Las Vegas style show, we have some singing that's going to take place here.
Well, is Enos coming here first before he goes to the rec hall?
No, not Enos. No? Honey and Edna have a song coming up. In fact, they are in the bedroom practicing as we speak.
And that's because Honey made a promise in the last episode of the Angry Old Man podcast, and she's going to deliver today, right?
She sure did. She said that if anyone went to our website, www.angryoldmanpodcast.com, and pushed on the donate button, that she would sing their praises.
Right.
And guess what?
Somebody went to our website, right?
That's correct. Not only did he leave us a generous donation, but he also went to iTunes.
Really?
And left us a wonderful 5-star review.
Oh, that is so generous. And who would this wonderful person be, Robert?
Our good friend Nicholas Haskins.
Huh.
Oh, no, not him.
Don't start now, Curly.
Yeah, that guy's a prick.
He's not a prick. You're a prick.
What do you mean I'm a prick?
Curly, don't start now, okay? Nicholas has been a good buddy of ours, and we appreciate his love and support that he's shown over the years, and, you can't call him a prick.
Well, he always picks on me, man. No. He always tells me to go fuck myself and everything else.
That's because you deserve it, man.
I do not deserve it.
Yes, you do.
Curly, just settle down. Forget about it, okay?
But Robert,
Honey made a promise, and she will deliver by singing Nicholas's praises, whether you like it or not.
Well, I will not like it. Oh. I'm sorry, but I have to go on record and say I will not enjoy the song that Honey has written and will perform with Edna for Nicholas Haskins.
Fine, you don't have to like it. Who said you have to like
it? I'm just not going to like it. That's all there is to it.
Well, Honey's not going to like it.
How so?
If you say that you don't like something that she wrote and performed, forget about it, man.
She's going to make your life miserable.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But we are going to need some additional musical accompaniment.
My bagpipes?
For Honey and Edna, so I'm going to have to make a phone call right now.
Well, who are you going to call, Robert?
I'm going to call Enos to send the love spuds up here and help us out.
Oh, God.
The love spuds.
Curly.
What?
Hand me the phone there.
This one?
Yeah, that one right there in front of you.
No, the one in the bathroom.
You thank you so much.
There is no phone in the bathroom.
I know. Are you calling him in Vegas, Robert?
No, I'm calling his cell phone, so he could very well be already here in the Bellaterra. Oh. Machine.
Are you long something high?
That's nice.
I'm as high as a kite. I'm so sorry. I threw up all over your bed.
Threw up all over your bed.
Hello there, this is Enos and the Love Spuds, along with the Cobra, who is sleeping at the moment.
Oh, good.
We are not in presently. We are on tour down at the Bellaterra Mobile Home Park Estate.
On tour.
In case you have a message or a word of praise, leave them at the beat. Thank you very much.
Enos, this is Robert. I know you're screening, so please answer your phone. Come on.
Hey, Robert. Hold on, man.
Okay.
Jeez.
How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Where are you right now?
Where am I?
Yeah.
Do I really have to tell you where I am at the moment? Huh? Come on, man.
I know you're in the bathroom, but where?
In my dressing room, man. Here in the Bellaterra Mobile Home Park Estates in the rec room.
So Frank gave you a dressing room?
Well, yeah. He moved all the mops and buckets and brooms and stuff out of the way and cleared a little area for us to get dressed. And Spuds and I are getting dressed.
Hey. Listen, when you get done dressing, can you send the Spuds up to my mobile home?
Uh-huh.
Because we need them to accompany Honey and Edna on a song that Honey wrote for one of our good friends here on the Angry Old Man podcast.
Oh, would that be Nicholas Haskins?
Haskins.
Yeah, Nicholas Haskins.
No, it's Nicholas Haskins, not Haskins.
That's what I said, Nicholas Haskins.
You're mispronouncing his name.
Well, that's the way I talk, man. I'm from Tupelo, Mississippi, so I can't help it.
Yes, I know. Just go ahead and send the Spuds up as soon as they're dressed.
Uh-huh.
up to my mobile home, okay?
Absolutely, man. I'll send them right up. They're just putting on their socks and, you know, some of their other unmentionable.
Unmentionable.
Knock it off, boys. I'm on the phone, man. Knock it off.
So,
okay, Robert. They'll be right up.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Yeah. See you.
All right, bye.
Bye, Enos.
I wonder what the unmentionables are that he's talking about.
I think they all wear girdles.
Girdles?
Yes. Well, you know, they try to be a little more attractive for the ladies in the audience.
Oh, yes. They try to entice the ladies with their physiques.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about? They're all old, fat, and bald.
Enos's pickup line is,
hello, pretty lady. Care to join me in a glass of vodka and Metamucil?
You sound just like him, Robert.
Yeah, you do.
You do. Yeah. You sound just like Enos there, minus the echo.
Well, I've been practicing, you know.
That's good. What have you been practicing there?
Nothing.
No, Robert just did an impression of Enos, and it sounded really good.
It was fantastic. Almost like Enos was right in this room.
Yeah. He better not be in this room.
What about the spuds, Robert? Did you call Enos to send the spuds?
I did. They should be here momentarily. They were just getting dressed right now and should be here in a few minutes. Are you guys about ready to perform the song that you wrote?
Yes, I believe it's going to be as good as it gets.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm afraid of.
Excuse me?
Nothing. I know it's going to be great.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, but Curly said that he's not going to like it no matter what it sounds like.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, you did.
You say that, Curly?
No, I said I didn't like it because it's the subject matter of Nicholas Haskins, because I believe he's a prick.
Curly, how dare you say that about our friend?
Yeah. He is not my friend, okay?
Well, he is our friend, and we appreciate him very, very much. You do.
Well, goody for you.
Incidentally, Nicholas has a brand new podcast.
Oh, yes.
A new podcast?
Yes, it's called Mr. Nikolai's Kitchen.
Right. What's it called?
Mr. Nikolai's Kitchen.
Mr. Nikolai's Kitchen.
That's correct.
Who the hell is Nikolai?
Nicholas, I guess.
Yeah.
He changed his name to Nikolai.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like Russian, man. What is he, a communist now?
Really?
What the fuck are you talking about? He's a communist.
Well, Nikolai is a Russian name.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's a communist.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Russians in this country.
Exactly. I think you're a communist, if you ask me.
I'm not a fucking communist, man. I think he's probably a Russian spy or something.
No, he's a spy.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you, Curly?
Curly, sweetheart. Come on now. Nicholas is our friend. He's not a communist spy.
But Mr. Nikolai's Kitchen. What does that tell you? He's cooking up something.
He's cooking up chicken recipes. That's what he is doing.
He's cooking up chicken recipes.
That's right. He's a new Colonel Sanders of Stalingrad.
You're full of shit now, Cheeks. What are you talking about? He's a Colonel Sanders of Stalingrad. I bet you that's going to
listen to me, man.
What?
It is a cooking show.
Cooking.
Mr. Nikolai's Kitchen is a cooking podcast, man.
It's a cooking podcast.
Yes, that's what it is. Take a listen to it on iTunes, Stitcher, or any of those platforms that carry podcasts. You'll find Nikolai's Kitchen.
That's right. He's cooking up all kinds of different foods.
And sharing recipes and giving tips on cooking.
Yes, right. He's also very into positivity now.
Yeah.
He has turned like a new leaf.
He
did. It's a new Nicholas now because
he's
got a new lady in his life.
Yeah.
He had gone through some very difficult times in the last couple of years, and he seemed to have come out of it now and become very positive. And I applaud him for that.
Well, now that he's so positive, you think he'll stop telling me to go fuck myself?
He'll probably do it in a very positive way.
Yeah, he'll say, go fuck yourself and God bless you.
He's going to say God bless you.
I don't know if he's going to say God bless you, but he'll probably be very positive about it.
Well, that doesn't sound good to me.
Or he may say, you know, go fuck yourself and have a nice day.
Right. That's very positive.
Go fuck yourself and have a nice day.
Yeah. Yes, that's very positive. Or he may say, have a heart.
Yes.
Stay 6 feet apart and go fuck. Obviously.
Well, that's not so very positive.
Yeah, you could also say, you know, wear a mask and go.
Come on, man.
I think we have jumped the shark on this.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, have a nice day and go fuck yourself thing here. Can we move on, please?
Yeah, well, I'm just not so, excited. You know, excited about him turning a new leaf. Whatever happened to his other podcast, the Epic Film Guys podcast?
Oh, yes.
I think he's still involved in that, but concentrating mainly on Mr. Nikolai's Kitchen. Oh. And we couldn't be more thrilled for him.
We are.
Look forward to having him as a guest here once again, and he can tell us about you know, what he's doing with the new podcast.
You know, I think that's a fantastic idea. I've been looking for a good recipe for hard-boiled eggs.
Oh my God. You've been looking
for a good recipe for hard-boiled eggs?
Yes, yes.
You're kidding.
Because, you know, when you do a hard-boiled egg, somehow always there's a little bit of looseness in the middle.
I would
like it to be really hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Boil.
Why don't you just boil them for about a half hour?
Yeah, right.
They'll get really hard.
Just like Curly's.
What the hell do you mean, just like Curly's? What do you imply?
Yeah.
That my balls are hard boiled?
Well, that's what Honey said, that they're always a little soft in the middle, but hard on the outside.
She was talking about hard boiled eggs, not my balls, idiot.
Hey, sweetheart, please have a sense of humor.
But honey,
no one is attacking your soft balls.
That's right. Nobody's attacking you, Curly.
Well, it sure sounded like it to me.
Now, can we get back to the subject at hand?
Yes, please, Edna, by all means.
On the last podcast, Honey promised that she was going to sing the praises of anyone who made a donation on our website at www.angryoldmanpodcast.com.
Right.
Nicholas was nice enough to go to our website and donate, and Honey has written a song for him.
Oh,
right,
yes.
Honey?
That is absolutely correct, Edna. And I've spent, at least 6, 7, maybe 8 minutes writing this song, and I believe it's a masterpiece.
Took you that long to write a masterpiece, huh?
Oh, yes. I struggled, but I got it done.
Well, I tell you what, the Spuds should be here by now, maybe... Are they outside?
Yeah, they're outside.
Well, let's bring them in, and they're going to help you with the music. Boys, can you come on inside?
All right.
Ah, man.
That door.
I know.
Robert, I hate that door.
Watch the furniture, please, boys.
Watch my china hot spots.
Yeah, it's an antique, so be careful there, boys.
You know, what I'd really like is when the boys come in every time, they're so quiet and orderly.
Stop being a wise guy, okay? You know, honey, before we get on with the performance... exactly what does the song encompass?
What do you mean?
The lyrics.
Oh, the lyrics.
What's the song all about?
Well, they are all encompassing.
Encompassing.
Yes. Since you talk about compasses, it's all encompassing. I wrote about Nicholas, his life.
Yes.
What he means to us.
Right.
His new podcast.
Oh, yes.
You know, just a little bit of everything.
Yes.
It's a... a collage, if you will.
Collage.
Not an homage, but a collage.
How about a montage?
No, montage.
She didn't say a montage. She said it's a collage.
Yes, it's a collage.
And not a montage.
Not a montage.
How about a corsage?
Now you're busting my balls. Knock it off, Robert.
Yes, please.
Boys, please. Can we just get on with this, Robert?
Okay, honey. Why don't you go ahead and... go up to the stage that we set up there for you. The front microphone is yours.
Okay.
Edna, why don't you go as well and take the backup microphone. I will play my guitar from here. Let me get my guitar. Yeah.
Is your guitar in tune, Robert?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds good enough.
That's
out of tune, Robert.
Yeah.
That's as best as it's going to get. But it's out of tune and sounds horrible. What do you think her song is going to be like?
Robert.
Sorry, honey. I'm just kidding.
Is this testing 1, 2, 1, 2?
Yeah, that's you.
Test.
There is no reverb, Robert. Can you give me some reverb?
Oh, you want some reverb?
Give
Hold
her some
on
reverb.
One second here. Let me get you some reverb. Give the woman some reverb, man.
Hold your pants on.
Honey, try it now.
Test. Test one, two.
There it is.
Oh, that's good reverb.
It's great reverb.
I just always love hearing my voice with reverb.
Me too.
It's so full-bodied, don't you think?
Oh, it's full of something, all right.
Oh, cheeks, what the hell is that supposed to be? Nobsy's full of something.
It's that she was full-bodied.
Her voice, man.
Oh, her voice, yeah.
Don't listen to them, honey, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite the Spuds, minus Enos, of course, to come up on the stage and accompany me on this lovely tune I just wrote for our dear friend Nicholas.
They're so silent.
Thank you for being so quiet, boys, and coming in unnoticed. All right, honey, anytime you're ready, go ahead. Go for it.
The anticipation is building. All right.
Robert, are you ready?
Yes,
okay,
I'm ready.
Boys, here we go.
Sounds good.
One, two, three, four. Nicholas, please hear me when I say life is like a game of croquet. Though I simply call you Nicholas, Curly thinks that you are just a prickless.
Whoa, hold on. Why are you stopping?
What is it, Robert?
Well, it's the lyrics in your song.
What about the lyrics?
Well, Nicholas, please hear me when I say,
yes.
Life is like a game of croquet.
Well, yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, that means that life is unpredictable.
Exactly. Unpredictable.
Correct. You hit the ball one way, and it goes the other way. That's what I mean.
It doesn't always go the other way. Sometimes it just goes straight.
Well, that's the way life is, too.
I think you use croquet because it rhymes with the word say.
Yeah, and speaking of rhyming, the second verse is not that much better.
What do you mean?
Well, though I call you Nicholas, Curly thinks that you are just a prickless. There is no such word as prickless.
Well, I have to admit, I did take a little poetic license there and invented the word prickless because it rhymed with Nicholas. And Nicholas is a very difficult word to rhyme.
Very difficult.
And, of course, Curly always refers to Nicholas as a prick.
Yes, because he always attacks me. And I think prickless fits in well.
I think there's a very, very simple fix for this controversy here with the word prickless.
Well, now you are a poet. Well, tell us what your fix is.
Well, you know, you can say, though I simply call you Nick, because that's his name,
right?
Curly thinks that you're a prick.
Well,
there it is.
Yes.
You don't have to go Nicholas, just go Nick, and then that rhymes with prick.
Well, it does, yes.
And for the record, none of us here, except for Curly, think that Nick is a prick.
Well, okay? That's right.
To me, Nick is a most wonderful guy. He's been promoting the Angry Old Man podcast for years now, and we really appreciate it.
We certainly do. He's a wonderful young man.
He sure
and
is.
And furthest thing from a prick.
That's correct.
Okay?
Exactly.
In my book, he's a prick and a prick. Just move on with the song now.
All right. For poetic reasons only, I will go from Nicholas to Nick and prickless to prick.
That is only for poetic reasons, ladies and gentlemen. I want to emphasize that.
Only for poetic reasons.
Yes.
And I would be remiss if I did not mention and thank my dearest friend, Edna, for doing a super job on the background vocals.
Oh, really?
Sounded really good.
Thank you, Harry. Maybe one of these days I'll write a song.
Yes, maybe you will, but can we get back to my song now? Robert, turn on the reverb again, please.
All right.
The reverb.
It's on.
Test, test one, two. Oh, that's good reverb.
Oh, great reverb. Yeah.
Robert, are we ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Want to give me a little arpeggio?
You want a what-io?
Yes, you know, hit the chord on the guitar.
Oh, you mean this?
Yes, that's the arpeggio.
Arpeggio.
All right.
Arpeggio.
One.
Arpeggio. Yes.
One, two, three, four. Though I simply call you Nick,
yeah.
Curly thinks that you are just a prick.
See, it works.
It does work. It does, yes.
He says you always bust his balls.
He does. He busts my balls all the
and
time.
Wants to throw you down Niagara Falls.
Too bad.
But you have always been our muse. On iTunes you have written great reviews.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah.
We all think that you are
bitchin'.
Yes, bitchin'. And we'll join you on your podcast, Nikolai's Kitchen.
Yes, okay. Mr. Nikolai.
Makes sense.
Please believe me when I say, one day soon you'll be Chef Bobby Flay.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Everybody now.
I hope so.
We sing it loud and we sing it plain.
Sing it plain.
Nicholas, our dearest friend, you will always remain.
You, Nicholas.
We do.
I feel like puking.
Carly. That's not very nice, Carly. I'm yeah. Sorry. You know, you should be a little more supportive.
Well, I can't help it. You know, he's my nemesis.
He's your nemesis.
Yes, he's my nemesis. He's always, you know,
what?
On my back about everything.
Yeah.
He tries to find a way to get to me.
Yeah, well, is he like the Riddler is to the Batman?
Worse than that. He's like a pimple on my ass.
Carly.
Honey, before we continue here.
Yes.
I'd like to go over the lyrics, if you don't mind.
Oh, you turned off the reverb.
Yeah, song's over, so.
Well, I'm not so full-bodied anymore, am I?
I'm sorry, honey, but you're full-bodied without reverb.
Cheers!
That is not very nice.
What's the matter with you?
It's not kind. I'm sorry.
It's not very kind at all.
I said I was sorry.
Please behave yourself.
All right, honey, so we got the first one, though I simply call you Nick.
Right.
Curly thinks that you're a prick. That was what Harry gave you.
Yes, not so nice,
yeah.
Mr.
And
G.
And then you went on to say, he says you always bust his balls.
He does.
And wants to throw you down Niagara Falls.
Yes.
That's what
is that all about?
Well, as you know, Nicholas lives in upstate New York.
Yeah.
And so I asked Curly, I said, Curly, if there was something you could do to Nicholas to get even with him, what would you do?
Yeah.
And Curly said, I would like to throw him down Niagara Falls, which rhymes with him busting his balls.
Yeah. It's just coincidental that Niagara Falls rhymes with busting my balls.
Wow. Yes.
It's a happy coincidence, but I think it's a little harsh, don't you think?
Well,
throw him down Niagara Falls just because he busts your balls.
Well, I would put him in a barrel.
Oh,
one of those barrels, and then, you know, there are chances of survival are fairly high.
Well, as long as you put him in a barrel, then it's okay. Then you can throw him down Niagara Falls.
Thank you.
Hopefully give him a little food and some soft drinks that he can enjoy while he's falling down and floating down to Buffalo.
Well, he can fix it in his own Mr. Nikolai's kitchen.
Oh, yes.
And then bring it with him before I throw him down Niagara Falls.
But it is nice that, you know, there's a snack involved while he's falling down at Niagara Falls. I think that's very kind.
It's very kind. But okay, going on with the song, but you have always been our muse.
He has been, yes.
On iTunes, you have written great reviews.
Yes.
That is true, and Nicholas, thanks for your last 5-star review. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Nick.
Okay, moving on. We all think that you are
bitchin',
and we'll join you on your podcast. You said Nikolai's Kitchen, but it's Mr. Nikolai's Kitchen.
That's my bad. I forgot that it was Mr. Nikolai's Kitchen.
Okay.
Is the name of his podcast, but he is still very bitchin'.
Why the hell is he so damn bitchin'? He's always attacking me. Curly, and now you think he is bitchin'.
Curly, stop with your stupid jealousy, okay?
Yeah. But honey,
the man lives in upstate New York.
Well, I know.
He is 5,000 miles away, and you're getting all jealous. Besides, he is a great cook and will probably give me a perfect recipe for some hard-boiled eggs.
Okay, well, in that case.
Are we back to the hard-boiled eggs
again? Yes. Unfortunately, yes. All right. Here's one more here.
Yes.
Please believe me when I say one day soon you'll beat Chef Bobby Flay.
Yes, I am certain that he will. This is a competition on the Food Channel where different chefs from around the country compete to try to beat Chef Bobby Flay with a particular dish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if Nicholas has a good recipe for hard-boiled eggs, he would beat Chef Bobby Flay. I am certain.
Please, enough already with the recipe for hard-boiled eggs. All you do is just take a couple of fucking eggs, throw them in some water, and let them boil for a while, and they'll be nice and hard.
Yeah.
How hard can that be?
But there's always a little bit of softness in the middle of it.
Lots of softness.
Okay? That's all I'm trying to do is get rid of the softness.
Yeah, that's all she's trying to do.
Robert, shut up and don't encourage her. Just give us the last...
What did I say?
Verse, and let's move on with this hard-boiled egg bullshit.
Edna, there's no need for profanity.
Yeah.
Please.
I just have had it with the recipe for hard-boiled eggs. That's all there is to it. I have reached my boiling point, okay?
Well, perhaps on my next song, I will use a different background singer. Is that okay with you?
Please do. I don't want to sing in your fucking songs anymore.
Listen to that.
I'm sorry, honey.
What's with all the profanity?
Yeah, no more profanities. Let's just finish.
Yeah, please.
The last verse here.
Please. Mm-hmm.
It says, I sing aloud and I sing it plain. Mm-hmm. Nicholas, our dearest friend, you will always remain. And that's Honey's song for Nicholas Haskins, the host of Mr. Nikolai's Kitchen.
Man, am I glad this is over with.
Well, I tell you what, I really enjoy the song, Honey. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you, Mr. Cheeks.
Writing and performing, Honey. I think you are to be commended. I think she's to be committed. Well, not commended.
Oh, come she's on, nuts. You are not singing in my next song, okay?
I'm not singing.
You are not. So
forget
about it, sister. You have sung your last note.
Thank you.
On a honeydew composition.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, okay, everybody, enough already. We don't need a cat fight here at the
Why
end
not?
Of the show.
I could go for a
Ladies
cat
and
fight.
Gentlemen, we told you earlier that there is a big party taking place down at the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates at Recreation Hall.
Yes, it is.
And we're all going to go down there as soon as we finish here.
Whoopee.
We're going to record everything that happens. And that will be on our next episode of the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Oh, wow.
Can hardly wait.
Well, this will do it for this edition of the Angry Old Man Podcast. We appreciate you being with us.
Yes, we do.
And if you would be so kind to go to www.angryoldmanpodcast.com, press the donate button, perhaps...
Yes.
We will be singing your praises on the next episode.
Oh, yes.
We'll find out.
And ladies and gentlemen, I will be the one writing the song next time.
Oh, goodness.
And I will be singing my own background vocals, playing the guitar and everything else. So please go to www.angryoldmanpodcast.com and also leave a nice note for our friend who likes to boil her eggs with a little bit of softness in the middle. And,
what's that smell I'm smelling?
What?
Oh, it's jealousy. Jealousy from someone.
Jealousy.
Who couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
I'm going to kick your bucket.
Ladies, please.
Just try
enough
it.
Already.
Just
stop.
Try
she's
it.
Attacking me, Robert.
Come on,
she's attacking me. You should be taking my side, not hers.
I think you should take the high road and forget about all this catfighting now, okay?
Wait, enough. Like
she's attacking me.
Honey, what's your parting word?
My parting word is.
Yes. How do you spell that?
Excuse me?
Oh,
ladies.
That's right. You never finished eighth grade.
Ladies.
Kiss my ass.
Mark the spot. You're all ass.
All right, enough. Enough already. No more catfighting. Cheeks, what's on your mind, buddy, as we leave?
Right now, what's on my mind, Robert, is for some reason I have a hankering for some hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, come on, Cheeks.
I don't know why.
Stop with the eggs.
See you next time.
Oh. All right, Curly. What's on your mind?
Oh, buddy, I am just spent. I don't think I can go to the party and enjoy myself.
Just try, okay?
I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
See you next time, everybody.
All right, if you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach us at angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com. See you next time in the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates Recreation Hall for the big party of all the birthdays. So long, everybody.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.